Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really important to discuss. Why your 2026 CTR might be failing. Absolutely, I'm really curious about this topic. You mentioned something about authentic emotions in thumbnails, right? That sounds intriguing. Yes, exactly. You know, a lot of creators still think that using a screaming face and bright neon text will get them clicks. But honestly, that strategy is outdated. If your views are tanking, you need to master authentic emotions in your thumbnails to boost that. Wait, so what you're saying is that the click-through rate, or CTR, isn't just about flashy images anymore? Right, there's been a massive shift. The landscape is totally different than it was just a year ago. For instance, studies show that AI overview appearances have nearly doubled, leading to a significant drop in organic CTR by around 61% in some cases. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So if I'm understanding correctly, those flashy thumbnails are no longer working because viewers are looking for something more genuine? Exactly. If you're a casual creator, you might find that your generic thumbnails are hurting your chances. You could rank number one in search, but still end up with a CTR around 1%. Meanwhile, your competitors might be pulling in 15%. This is because they're connecting emotionally with their audience. So, what do creators need to do to shift their strategy? How do they create thumbnails that resonate better? Alex, great question. It all comes down to something called intent bucket optimization. Your thumbnail should reflect exactly what the viewer is feeling when they search. For instance, if someone is frustrated and looking for a fix, a smiling, overly happy face might actually turn them off. That makes a lot of sense. So it's about matching the emotion. What about the visuals? I know you've mentioned that we should move away from those extreme thumbnail faces. Yes, we're seeing a move towards more subtle emotional expressions. If the expression on your thumbnail doesn't feel genuine or relatable, viewers are likely to skip over it. A natural curiosity or slight concern often works way better than fake panic. That's an interesting point. So less is more when it comes to expressions? Alex? Exactly. And don't forget about the text on your thumbnail. Combining authentic faces with specific text triggers can really make a difference. For example, using brackets or numbers in your titles has been shown to boost CTR significantly. So you're saying that brackets can increase clicks by 40%? That's impressive. Yep. And numbered lists can boost CTR by about 36%. This is a more ethical alternative to manipulation, especially in a space where zero-click searches are increasing. I see. And it sounds like professional creators are also adapting to these changes, right? Absolutely. Studies show that 65% of businesses are reporting improved search performance using AI tools for their thumbnails. It's about evolving with the landscape. Jordan, I can see how important it is to stay ahead of these trends. But what are some common mistakes creators should avoid when working on their thumbnails? Alex, one major mistake is using a good expression but placing it on a cluttered background. If your background is too busy, the subtle emotion gets lost. Your face needs to be the star of the show. That's a really good tip. So blurring out backgrounds or using solid colors can help keep the focus on the face? Exactly. And please, don't try to fake an emotional expression that contradicts your video's message. If your thumbnail promises a tragedy, but your video is a cheerful tutorial, viewers will click off quickly, which hurts your video's performance in the algorithm. Wow, that's so true. It's like a recipe for disaster if the thumbnail and content don't match. Right. So to recap, focus on authentic emotional expressions, use clear text triggers, and keep your visuals clean and aligned with your message. Those are some solid takeaways. If creators can tap into these strategies, they can definitely recover those lost clicks, right? Absolutely. Just remember, it's all about building a genuine connection with your audience. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.